3 out of 4 evangelical voters supported Senator John McCain for president, according to exit polls. Even so, leaders of the religious right say they are undaunted by Barack Obama's election. Instead, they're energized and gearing up for the next stage of America's culture war. NPR's Barbara Bradley Haggerty reports.
During his election night victory speech, President-elect Obama reached out to those who supported his rival.
I may not have won your vote tonight, but I hear your voices. I need your help, and I will be your president too.
I knew moments after the election results came in that I was now part of the resistance movement.
That's Wendy Wright, president of Concerned Women for America. Wright believes Barack Obama is a threat to, quote, Christian beliefs, even though he's a confessed Christian. She says the election was not a rejection of conservative values. After all, she says, three states, California, Arizona, and Florida, passed referenda banning same-sex marriage. So the day after the election, Wright sent this telemarketing ad to thousands of people across the country.
We face a president and Congress more hostile to unborn children, to marriage, to religious freedom, to free speech, to protecting our country than has ever existed in our history.
Wright says within hours, members began calling in, asking what they could do.
These are the kinds of things that many people thought, wait a minute, we've already won that. It's over and done. You mean we have to fight for it again?
Being the rebel minority is where Christian conservatives are most comfortable, says Michael Gerson, a former speechwriter for President Bush.
I think if you look at the history of religious conservative political involvement, Richard Newhouse called it a defensive offensive. It's the notion that it's most energized when it feels under assault.
Recent history offers evidence of that, says Michael Cromarty, head of Evangelical Studies at the Ethics and Public Policy Center. In 1992, he says, many people believed the election of Democrat Bill Clinton spelled the end of the religious right.
Well, actually, in fact, what it was the revival of those groups.
Religious conservatives were helped by the new president. One of his first acts was allowing gays in the military.
And immediately, the outcries were fast, furious, and ferocious, and they will be the same if President Obama makes gestures to satisfy the left wing of the party, but instead provokes more moderate and conservative religious people.
Cromarty says religious leaders are already compiling a list of complaints, using the president-elect's own words to do so. Senator Obama has said he would appoint judges with, quote, empathy, which conservatives see as judicial activism. They worry about the Defense of Marriage Act, which defines marriage under federal law as between a man and a woman. And then there's Senator Obama's statement about abortion when he addressed Planned Parenthood in 2007.
Well, the first thing I do as president is sign the Freedom of Choice Act. That's the first thing that I do.
That act, which would need to pass Congress first, would eliminate most federal and state restrictions on abortion. Religious conservatives like Gary Bauer of the Christian activist group American Values are scrutinizing every word.
I found myself thinking, my goodness, I can't believe he's going to make it this easy for us to rally our troops to get off the mat and get back to work.
Bauer is also looking for hints about what executive orders the new president would sign. He notes that recently the Obama team said it would allow federal funding for stem cell research and for groups overseas that perform abortions. Bauer believes the president-elect is more liberal than advertised.
If in those first 100 days he repeatedly sticks his finger in the eyes of the 48% of the country that voted against him, I think that's going to be a pretty clear signal that however charming it might have sounded to independent voters, in fact, it was a ruse.
But Michael Gerson believes Senator Obama learned a lesson from Mr. Clinton's experience. He says the new president would be crazy to make abortion his first agenda item, even though he has to contend with what he calls 8 years of pent-up liberal demand.
So he's going to have to make some of those choices. He has high expectations on the liberal wing of his congressional majority, and he has the realities of governing, where you don't want to pick culture war fights in your first 100 days or even your first year, because you want to get some things accomplished.
Things like fixing the economy. Barbara Bradley Haggerty, NPR News.